Algernon, thanks for joining us for another Monday Business Watch. We are starting this Business Watch talking about a Deming restaurant that is opening another location in Las Cruces.
If you've been hearing advertisements for Forget About It Pizza on the radio, you've probably heard them say the best restaurant in Las Cruces is in Deming. Well, now they're going to open a second location in Las Cruces. This is Forget About It Pizza, or Forget About It Southwest Italian Cuisine. Very popular restaurant that opened several years ago in Deming, and they're opening a location on Boccaccio Hills Drive.
They also had won some awards, I believe, with a pizza expo and also a Buffalo Chicken Wings Festival. Is
that
correct?
Right. Multiple award winners. This is a couple who decided in midlife, hey, let's open a restaurant and see how it goes. And it took off. I used to eat there myself. I used to go and have lunch there, and I always enjoyed the food. And they've gone and taken prizes at these national pizza and buffalo wings contests.
Okay, now I want to also talk about something that involved your reporting on this restaurant, and that had to do with a controversial job posting that they put on Facebook. What can you share about that, and have you talked with the owners about that post?
So full disclosure, I am banned from the restaurant. I can't go in. I did a report on their social media stance. This is a business that is highly defined by the owner's personality, and that extends into how the business presents itself on social media. They like to, for instance, argue back at customers who leave bad reviews on Yelp or TripAdvisor. And there was a strangely worded jobs notice when they were trying to hire some folks about a year ago. And I did a story about how they do social media, and they did not enjoy the experience or appreciate my reporting, and I'm actually banned.
Okay. Now
I have to make my own pizza now.
I'm sorry to hear that,
Algernon. It's pretty good, although it's not as good as Bob's.
All right, Algernon. Now, I want to also talk about something that we've heard a lot of in recent years, and that is online phishing attacks. We had a ransomware incident with the Gadsden Independent School District.
Ransomware, just so everybody knows, ransomware is a virus that it doesn't steal information. It just locks you out of your computer system, generally so that you have to pay a ransom in order to get back into your computer network. The Gadsden Independent School District was hit with this virus. It's the Ryuk, R-Y-U-K virus. It's from North Korea, and it has been spreading. It was used to ransom, literally, computer systems access for large corporations. But the virus has kind of spread and is wandering around. It tends to hit municipal governments for some reason, and it hit Gadsden probably because somebody clicked on a link in a email that they got. So the lesson for governments as well as businesses is don't click on links in emails. Really be vigilant about your cybersecurity, because if you click on something, you can get phished.
Is this something that we're just going to have to live with, you think, for the considerable future?
Sure, it's escalating. Cybersecurity is a growing industry because the nature of the threats are getting more sophisticated. The viruses that can take over your computer, lock you out of your computer, access information to your computer are all getting much more sophisticated. Just this week, I learned that White Sands Missile Range has just been selected as a major testing ground for cyber warfare and cybersecurity testing and research.
Have you talked to officials there and really how it's going to impact the growth or the future of missile range?
There was a congressional delegation that visited this week. There's actually a caucus, the Science and National Labs Caucus. They were visiting all our New Mexico national laboratories, and I interviewed two of the Congress members, and they told me that's when they made this announcement that White Sands is now going to be a major hub for learning about cybersecurity because it is that extensive.
Okay, Algernon, thanks for the update this week, and we will talk with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Forget about it.